All right, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A new study has found that taking a 5-minute walk every hour at work helps boost the well-being of employees without losing efficiency.
Is this a humble brag on your part? Since you're constantly walking all here to get your steps in.
I decided to get it in there. You know, I felt like that added a positivity to the conversation, yeah.
You feel more positive?
I do.
Really?
I feel very positive.
It feels like Mike's just printing out a lot of stories about walking around the office.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And are you lazy bastards do that? Sorry.
Good save, Dave. Well done.
Yeah. Okay. That would have been a bad one to slip up on.
It actually only started because there was one day I was just burned out. I was exhausted. And you guys were going down and you had talked about how your smoke breaks. It's kind of a, no pun intended, it's a breath of fresh air. It's just it's a way to reset yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I was like, screw it. I'm just going to take my own 5-minute break. You know,
we were trying to get you to smoke, dummy.
I know right. You were. Because the complaint is that, you know, how come if I don't smoke, I have to work the entire day. But if I do smoke, I get 10 minutes breaks every hour. It's like, F it. This is my 10-minute break every hour.
Yeah.
And then it's like,
yeah, you can get up and walk around.
It's yeah. Like, take a break.
It's like, it's great.
That's what I would do.
I get to catch up with all my coworkers out there. Give our friend Bree some grief over there.
With her Brazilian-Mexican heritage.
With her Brazilian-Mexican heritage. I go there, I'm like, I'm cheering for Scotland because, you know, I got the Scottish heritage in me. She's like, well, I'm cheering for Brazil for my heritage. I said, you're Brazilian? She says, no, I'm Mexican. Free.
All right. Yeah, sure.
There's logic. A county in Florida is now adding traffic lights to their new roundabouts.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because people don't know how to use them.
Because they don't know how they work.
That's the point of the roundabout.
That's supposed to alleviate that. I don't.
I mean, Seattle's dropping them all over the place now. At least in North Seattle. And people are struggling mightily.
What I can't believe that hasn't caught on yet is jug handles.
Jug handles, what is that?
Pretty well exclusively to New Jersey. But, okay, so if you were going to make a left turn, you don't make a left turn.
Okay.
Right? You go through the light, all right?
Okay.
And you make, as soon as you get through the light, you make a little right loop-to-loop exit.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, and then it spins you back around to make your left.
So it's kind of like a clover leaf without...
Correct. So
yeah.
There's no arrows. You don't have to wait for people to make that left turn.
Yeah.
You go through the light. You stay in the right lane, it'll swing you around, and it continues green from that point, and then you go that way.
Okay, I dig it. That way you don't have to worry about the traffic coming at you.
Especially if you're a motorcyclist. You don't get left-handed turned.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. Okay, I dig that. I just don't know how roundabouts are so hard.
I think people just get paranoid when they get to them.
Yeah.
They're not difficult, but if you're not used to them, like if you go to Boston, they're everywhere. And they will go through a traffic circle at like 50 freaking miles an hour. It will terrify you.
Yeah.
But yeah, people slow down. And like I said, because you're not used to them, and they're just suddenly everywhere.
Freaked my dad out when we went to Scotland because,
Scotland.
One, they're driving on the wrong side of the road over there, and then their freeways have roundabouts.
Yes.
Three lanes of roundabouts, on the wrong side of the car, on the wrong side of the road.
No, thank you.
Good Googa Mooga.
I'll take a tour bus.
Did they have signs? When we were in London, the one thing that we noticed, and when you get to any intersection, there are signs everywhere that basically just says, look the other way.
Oh.
It goes almost all the tourists that come in, right? Well, they're on the same side of the road, but you get, and it is habitual. I would get to an intersection, I'm looking to my left, and I realize traffic's to my right. So you wander out in the traffic probably 50% of the time.
Yeah.
I had a stranger save me in London.
Same thing?
Because you were looking the wrong way.
I looked the wrong way, and he just like grabbed me. And I was like, thank you.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm stupid.
I can tell. Get a baseball cap on. I knew.
He knew right away.
Oh, yeah. American,
huh?
Yeah.
Yes. By the way, why don't you guys fix this?
Right.
It's only the Brits, right?
No, I want to say Japan.
Jamaica.
There's not many.
There's not many. But
honestly, with as much of them that are complaining that we don't use the metric system, we should complain more that they drive on the wrong side of the road.
I do it. Hey, straight up trade. Let's all agree to drive on one side. I'm cool with the metric system.
You're right. It's going to be crazy inconvenient for both. Let's fix this.
Let's just do it.
New research has found that pop songs have grown meaner and more immoral over the last 60 years.
Well, sure. Things you can get away with more.
Things have gotten more loose, and they
Plus, doo-wop, doo-wop, and, you know, as time progresses and things happen in this country and there's a response to it, it's like, yeah, what do you think's going to happen?
Right.
And oftentimes, too, there's songs that I knew for years that I didn't think were anything about anything, and then I found out it was about a guy using drugs. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah,
true enough.
There is some good pop songs, though, that They're mean. Listen to the lyrics. Yeah, a little mean.
I mean, you and I, we both like Sabrina Carpenter.
I was just thinking about Manchild right now.
She just S's on dudes the entire time. Yeah. It's like, I love it. Yeah. Put your thinking caps on, Jen. It's time for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day. Still open competition here. I give you guys a 70% chance of success. It is a noun brought to you by the letter P. Careful. It usually refers to a group of famous or notable people or things. A P word that refers to a group of famous or notable things.
Hmm.
A noun, a P
a
word
noun.
That usually refers a to group. A group of famous or notable people or things. They also say, it also refers to the officially recognized gods of a particular people, as well as the...
Pantheon.
Bam. Steve Trillo, you got it. Nice work. Pantheon. Oh, yeah.
Right. Like, where do you sit in the pantheon of actors?
There you go. Exactly.
Yeah, sir. We don't hear that word much here.
No.
Yeah. They couldn't even show up and take your... Take your coworker to work day.
Yeah, I know.
Today's the day, man. A new study found that real and fake laughs... Wait a minute. Nope, hang on. I'm going to pass on that one for right now. There's new evidence to suggest that moose were actually native to Colorado long before they were reintroduced back in 1978.
Colorado, huh?
Colorado. That doesn't shock me. That's still kind of in that area that I would feel like I would see a moose.
Mountains? Yep. Snow?
Right.
Right.
You know, I don't know if they're considered native here, but I wouldn't be shocked if one wandered on down here and just found good footing to be around here. They like big wooded cold areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like where you find bison, you'll probably find moose.
Sure. Well, we don't have a great history with the hunting of giant mammals.
That's fair.
Well, I mean, basically almost killed out bison.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, we kind of rebuilt them.
Mm-hmm. Elk
Not
as
rebuilt
well.
Them. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure there was a ton of moose in a lot of places.
You bet.
You know, you hunt them out, they leave.
Ta-da. Nearly 90% of Americans distrust AI. Good.
All right. Well, yeah. Good. That's healthy.
You know, it has its purposes, and you should question what you read from AI because it's not all knowing.
I mean, that's all.
It is artificial intelligence. It literally means fake intelligence.
And it's generally the aggregate of whatever historically we have recorded.
Correct.
Unless it has its hallucination. Man, my buddy's in from out of town. Just went on an Alaskan cruise with his family, but. He works in the AI security world. He's the third guy I know that works in this ass. Now I'm talking. But, man, just talking to him Saturday. He's like, bro, there's so many things you don't know. But he's like, I don't trust it, and I work with it.
Right.
You know, he's like, I trust it as far as being like a calculator. Trust it. You know, 1 + 1 = 2. He can figure that out. But he goes, when it just comes to like life advice stuff. Like, if it's not purely analytical. And even then, he's like, I don't trust it. I'm like, but you work with it. He's like, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I actually did read another deal that when it comes to its language and the words that it's using, like people, it's starting to forget older words. When it notices in our speech patterns that it's starting to forget that words are, you know, down in their usage, it will also decrease the amount that it's using those words.
Well, because it's not in the articles and everything it's reading online.
Right, the regurgitate.
It's not being used by, you know, humans.
So why do we need data centers if you're going to start forgetting stuff? Just start forgetting.
Well,
you also
don't want to use something that no one knows.
Exactly. It wants to make sense. And that's where I do find it fascinating. Its ability to actually kind of think, quote unquote, for itself.
It does some very cool things. And like anything, there's nothing wrong with a hammer unless I take the hammer and bash you over the head with it. So it's more the bad actors kind of use it for stuff. But generally speaking, it just is what it is. Mm-hmm. It is a tool.
A woman in Florida was tired of getting woken up by her neighbors, and she took things just a little too far, Miles.
What did she do?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to Dragon Time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast Andrew Martin. Andrew is one of the players in the World Series of Poker $1,000 Super Seniors Tournament. Well, on day of the tournament, Andrew was issued a warning because of his card guard. Are you familiar?
No.
Okay, if you don't know, a card guard is used to protect your hand. So sometimes a dealer, they'll reach for cards that they shouldn't. The card guard is a gentle reminder that your cards are still in play. So you place this thing on top of your chips, and when the dealer looks, what you're saying, I'm still in play.
Okay.
Right? That's all it is. And all the poker players use it. Now, official tournament rules They state that there will be no foreign objects on the table except for a maximum of one card guard. They can be no longer than 2 inches in diameter and no more than 1/2 inch in depth. And Andrew's card guard, it met those requirements. He was, however, issued a warning because the card guard of choice happened to be a stainless steel butt plug.
Oh!
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a straight-up butt plug, man. And he has it on top of his chips. They look very unhappy, but as he points out, he went through the rules for 2026. It doesn't say you can't use a butt plug. It met all the measurement requirements. I mean,
all right.
That's all. So, okay. Yeah, he was issued a warning. So, if you play poker, don't use a butt plug as a card guard. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.